when we go into the fear of the decision, guys, we don't create either one. Do you understand?
Yes, and I got the picture. In fact, I got this picture last night that visualize walking down a path, seeing a tree in front and saying, oh, I want to go this way. No, I want to go this way. No, I want to go this way. And keep walking, and all of a sudden you hit the tree and you're stuck.
Well, then
you
don't.
You haven't made your mind which way to go.
Well, then don't. Stop it. Choose
exactly
which one you want to commit.
Make up your mind which
you know,
yeah,
this
make
show
up.
Is about commitment.
Right.
So you will commit as soon as you give yourself the knowing that there isn't a wrong choice. There is only commitment. You see, somebody said to me in an interview, if you had to choose, would you commit to being an actress or would you commit to being a healer? And I said, I would commit to not having to make that decision because I want to be everything that I am.
That sounds like me.
Well, okay. Then do you know that you can have your sacred space, your aloneness, your serenity, and create the divine right roommate at the same time?
Yes.
And then there's no tree.
And then I get in my head sometimes and say, well I need it because of money or whatever. Yeah, I know. And then I got to get out. I know.
Well, you don't know, because to know and not to do is not yet to
know.
If you are not actually putting it into experience, and that's what we experienced last night, we knew that divine love was the answer to everything, but we sure as hell didn't experience it. We didn't experience that we were it until last night. Do you understand? So
yes,
I can tell you there are no other answers for you, Susan, than yourself. You've got to choose. Okay. So choose. And then
choose
commit.
The knowing. Choose the
okay?
knowing and commit. Okay.
It's tough love, baby, but that's it. There's no other wondering or discernment that's out there. You've just got it. Now you got to do it, okay? I love you.
I love you, too.